Wichita's history with the fluoride debate runs long and deep. Fluoride was first considered but never carried out in 1950. It was rejected by Mayor James Gardner in 1961. It was overwhelmingly approved by the city council, then rejected by voters in 1964, and again overwhelmingly approved by the city council in 1977, then rejected by voters the following year. So here we are again, voting to either join the majority of the population in the United States and fluoridate our water, or continue to be one of the largest communities to stand up against the practice. The pro-fluoride group Wichitans for Healthy Teeth has the backing of more than 500 local dentists and physicians and sides with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, American Dental Association, and numerous other organizations that endorse fluoridation as an effective way to protect teeth against cavities and decay. Earlier this month, they brought in Dr. Bill Moss, a public health dentist and the former director of oral health at the CDC. Dr. Moss travels the country with the Pew Children's Dental Campaign. He says they recognize one of the reasons communities don't fluoridate is because of misinformation.
And with the advent of the internet now, you know, bad information can get around the world at the speed of light. And we notice that frequently when a community makes a decision not to fluoridate and people give their reasons why they voted against it, it turns out that their reasons aren't based on facts.
Dr. Maz says the people who best understand the issues of water fluoridation are the scientists and doctors who work for organizations like the CDC, American Dental Association, the Environmental Protection Agency, and National Institute of Health.
You have to ask yourself, if those people who have the best access to information and can validate it and talk to other scientists that would know about this, if this is the drinking water that they want their families to have in their children, then if there really was a problem, as some of these claims are, those people would be the first to know it and the first to raise doubts.
But anti-fluoridation activist and retired chemistry professor Dr. Paul Conant says organizations like the CDC continue to support fluoridation because they're trapped. He was brought to town earlier this week by the anti-fluoridation group, Wichitans Opposed to Fluoridation. He spoke to residents at a local grocery store.
They're trapped by a very long policy that they've supported for a very, very long time. It's very difficult for a bureaucracy to change a policy. In the middle level of a bureaucracy, policy is king. You don't challenge policy without being called a troublemaker. You're not going to advance in the bureaucracy.
Dr. Khanna argues that for the major agencies, coming out against fluoridation would mean losing the public's trust, so they continue to support and promote it. Organizations that endorse fluoride maintain they do so because it's proven to reduce cavities by around 25%. The major concern of opponents like Dr. Conant is health risks. He cites studies from China that saw lower IQs in children who ingested highly fluoridated water. Those studies looked at areas with fluoride that was naturally occurring in the water at 3 to 11 times the amount that's being recommended for Wichita. And the Harvard researchers who reviewed the studies told the Wichita Eagle their research is not applicable to water fluoridation in the United States. But Dr. Conant says we should have a safety factor.
Because you can't assume that small populations of Chinese, Indian, Iranian, or Mexican children represent the full range of sensitivity in a large population like the United States, nor are you taking into account the range, different ranges of dose, because you can't control how much water people drink.
Dr. Maz says decades of experience and thousands of studies should reassure the people of Wichita that fluoridation at 0.7 parts per million, the amount recommended for the city, is safe.
The National Research Council, which is a part of the National Academy of Sciences, who had a responsibility to advise the EPA on this issue, took 3 years to study all of the research, and as well as the recent, the previous reports from that council. And in 2006, they issued their report. There's no conclusions reached in their studies, nothing mentioned in the report of any concerns about health problems at the levels we use for community water fluoridation.
Putting everything else aside, Dr. Conant says the people of Wichita should still vote no to what he calls forced medication.
This has to be our right. What medicines we put into our body, it's our right to determine.
One thing is certain. On November 6th, Wichita will add another chapter to its fluoride story. Whether we go with the masses or stand up against them remains to be seen. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.